Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because your car is watching you, and so are other people for that matter. But before I get into it, please take a second and hit the like button, subscribe to this channel, share this video with everybody. Plus, today we have a sponsor, Dr. Gundry, and I will talk about him a little later. But first things first, this blew me away. There are car companies out there that have our data because we have computers and onboard tracking that we really don't think about. But what they're doing is sending that information to the insurance companies. And there was one man in particular, Ken Dahl, who was furious about this. So Mr. Dahl has a Chevy Bolt and found out that his Chevy Bolt was basically tracking him. And they sent to his insurance company a 258-page report. Now, the problem with that is his insurance went up 22% based on his driving habits. Now, you want to get yourself in trouble, like we talked about the IRS yesterday, how people are faking deductions. Lie to your auto insurance company and say, you know, I drive about 25 miles a week, and then get in an accident, and then wait a second, how come the mileage on the car doesn't match what you told us you were driving? You want to see a claim denied faster than ever? Do something stupid like that, okay? So Mr. Dahl is driving his car and they're monitoring everything, acceleration, braking, the number of trips, but in a 258-page report from this 63-year-old guy, they determined that, you know, it's kind of a risk, kind of drives fast. And there was one trip in particular, it was only a 6-mile trip, that they had made all these references to his acceleration, his excessive braking. And this is crazy, guys. You want to have no privacy? You know, sign up for the Chevy Bolt. Honda, Ford, all the other major auto manufacturers that have computerized systems have this. Now, we've talked about this in the past. There was a woman that was sitting there praying one day on a Sunday in her car, and through the OnStar system, she heard a woman coughing through the OnStar system. And the only problem was her and her husband never paid for OnStar, but they were listening to her, okay? So she's, you know, praying, going to church, and they did this. Now, her husband ripped out every part of the OnStar after that, and, you know, but still, this stuff, even though it's not turned on, they can track it. There have been people that have had LoJacks, and I don't want to pay for LoJack, and guess what? They can still track the car. Oh, okay. So, you know, it's funny. There was one time a woman had a LoJack, and her car got stolen with her baby in the back seat. And they said, you know, she contacts the car company. They said, you haven't made your car payment lately, so we're not going to activate it until you make your car payment. So, again, time is of the essence. The car's been carjacked, you know, that type of thing. So, kind of crazy. The only problem with this is that these reports that are compiled by LexisNexis are just the beginning. And if you think, oh, I'm glad I don't pay for those services, Dan, or I'm glad I don't have a Chevy Bolt and I don't have to worry about this, you're kidding yourself, guys. They're watching us, and they're watching all of us right now. So, you know, the worst thing was, read the story below, but all the data that they collected on this guy was really, really excessive. I was like blown away, you know, with his trips. But 258-page report on everybody. Think about that, okay? Now, the next one, and this one absolutely blew me away, and that is Airbnb. Airbnb on Monday of this week just announced, hey, we're no longer going to allow surveillance cameras in the units. You guys hear what I just said? They have surveillance cameras inside the units. So you have zero privacy. Show me a hotel room that has a surveillance camera right now. Seriously. When's the last time you went to Hilton and you walk in the room and you know you're being watched? As Dan gets undressed and does the naked dance in his hotel room, you have zero privacy when you rent these Airbnbs because, again, hidden in subchapter 48 of the 38th page of your terms and conditions, they say that they could have these cameras. Some crazy spot. Now, they're going to get rid of these cameras now, but it doesn't take effect till April 30th. Good for you, man. Is that insane or what? So I was absolutely blown away by that. But Canada has a different rule. You're not allowed to have these in bathrooms or private areas. Are you kidding me? So they have cameras in bathrooms and Airbnbs sometimes? It's nuts. Now, great story that we heard about last month that I kind of touched on a little bit. A guy went to an Airbnb and wrote a horrific review of the excessive cleaning deposit, which again, last time I checked out of a hotel room, they didn't say, oh yeah, Dan, we're gonna charge you $250 or $1,000 to clean the room. You know, it's not gonna happen. So this man got an excessive cleaning charge and was absolutely furious. So what did he do? Left a negative review. The Airbnb host didn't like that. So you know what he did? He took the surveillance camera of this guy showing up at the unit with some brunette that was not his wife and sent that to her. Uh-oh, lawsuit city. Explain to me, Ken, who she is, okay? Well, you know who she is. She's my side piece, you know? So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys. So again, the privacy issue is ridiculous. These EV cars and everything that you have, the data, your driving habits, that's worth a fortune. But if you don't think that they are reporting this to your insurance company every chance they get, you are kidding yourself. So this is the perfect example of that, and it's absolutely excessive. It's too much. And again, you know, lie to your insurance company, guys. I'm telling you, they're looking for reasons not to pay you and to pay out on a claim. It's that simple. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think about this. Read the stories below too, because they're fantastic, okay? But let me know what you think about this. Let's talk about our sponsor, Chuck Norris and Morning Kick. Guys, I want you to think about this. The legendary actor Chuck Norris has been around for decades, and he is in fantastic shape in his mid-80s. And what he's done is he's figured out three things to fix his health. And if you go to the link below and look at the video, chuckdefense.com/Dan, just click on the link and you can watch a video that he's put together where he's done three things that have absolutely changed his health. It has changed his gut health, it has changed his energy levels, and it has made it so that he can work out like he did when he was in his 50s. And it's made a huge, massive difference in his health. Check it out today. But again, as we go older, you need an edge. And Chuck Norris has figured it out. Check out his video today, chuckdefense.com/Dan. Again, the easiest way to get to this is use the link below. But look at what this guy has done. So when he goes throughout the day, he does not feel tired. He does not feel beaten down. He has energy throughout the day, and he can work out with his grandkids. And even his wife said that she's doing this, and she feels 10 years younger as well. Check it out today, chuckdefense.com/Dan. Well, guys, even the dollar stores are getting hit big time right now because people are not shopping there like they did a year ago. And it's noticeable. Dollar Tree, which also owns Family Dollar, which I did not know they were the same company, they're going to close 1,000 stores over the course of the next year. And it's going to start with 670 underperforming stores for Family Dollar and for Dollar Tree. Crazy. And then a smattery of them around the country. Again, how many stores do they have? You know, but they're going to close 1,000 of them right now. And people right now are not spending the money like they did a year ago. Plus, the dollar stores are not the dollar stores anymore. They're $1.25, $2.99, $3.99. You go to the 99-cent store, which is the 99 now, everything, you know, has a price tag to it, and you have to grab it and see how much this is when you grab that stuff. But it is absolutely upside down when it comes to the prices and for everything that's going on right now. Here's a great one, though. There was a story out of Wisconsin where Dollar General store, the employees were so fed up working 7 days a week that they, oh, don't worry, we're gonna give you guys a break. We're gonna change the schedule. We're gonna work things out with you guys and make it so that you won't be working, you know, 7 days a week. And finally, last Friday, enough is enough. They left this note in the door to say, hey, sorry, we love our customers, but we're quitting. Have a nice day. And, you know, the Dollar General store, they were like, oh, you know, this is just temporary. We'll fix this. This is the sign of the times, guys. People don't want to work right now. and people don't want to be, you know, underappreciated for anything. So that's a real issue right now that we're seeing when it comes to workers, especially in retail. It seems like a lot of problems, lots of fights, lots of things like this. But it's crazy when you have these stores that are not making money, because it used to be the deal of the year. You know, you go buy a tube of toothpaste, or, you know, your soap, your shampoo, everything for a buck. And now it's just not the same anymore. The price is not the same anymore. So share your thoughts on this stuff. You know, I've never been to a Dollar General. Okay, I've tried. They're like, the closest one to me was like 45 miles. And I was like, I'm not going to go there. So what do you guys think about this? But we've seen it happen so many times that workers are just fed up with it. Next thing is gas prices. Gas prices here in California hit a whopping $5 a gallon again. Nice on election year. It's $3.39 around the country on an average, which I still think is high. You know, Adidas, the shoe company, had its first full year loss selling shoes that they've had in like 25 years. And they blame it on Kanye West, Yeezy, on selling those shoes. He was gonna do well, he wasn't gonna do well. They're gonna sell it, they're not gonna sell it. And that last time I mentioned Kanye West, people go, who's Kanye West? Our main man, Jamie Dimon from Chase, he steps forward and says that they should not cut interest rates because the economy is booming. Do you live in a booming economy, guys? So that's what's happening to your family, your household. Things are booming right now. Read the article below by Mr. $36.5 million a year, Jamie Dimon, plus his stock options. And, you know, there's a guy for the first time ever sold stock in Chase. Why? Because he knows what's coming, which is trouble. So share your thoughts on this stuff, guys. But remember, we're living through a booming economy right now. Nothing has ever been better than what we have right now. Just ask a guy that makes $36.5 million a year. He'll be happy to tell you that. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. First things first, I have so many of you that send me receipts and different things from restaurants where you're just absolutely outraged at prices. And here's the worst thing, that I had someone this last week send me a receipt where we automatically add 15% onto the price of whatever somebody buys as a tip. And would you like to have more of a tip? Like, hey, would you want to give us more tips? It's like, I just paid you 15% by myself. You know, do I have to add more? So it's outrageous. A man went to the Darwin Cafe and ordered two sandwiches and two coffees and was flabbergasted that it was $77 to have two sandwiches and two cups of coffee. Again, guys, it is impossible to live in this perfect economy that we're all, everybody's rich. Don't forget that everybody makes $36.5 million a year. So Senate Bill 961 looks like it's going to fail here in California. And what that is that the speed governors that would be installed on every single car as of 2027 would make it so that they can control the speed of a car. You don't think that they want to do this and say, hey, listen, Dan's speeding. Dan's taking off from his high-speed chase. We want to go after him. You guys can tell how windy it is here. It's just freaking out. But they want to have that. Now, final story. I've made it clear I'm a dog guy. There is a cat that fell into toxic waste, toxic chemicals in Japan in the Fukuyama area near their power plant. And the cat survived and walked away. And they're trying to find the cat. And the cat left an orange paw print. The story is below. But I mean, it's crazy to think about this. The radioactive cat walking around, meow, you know what I mean? Wow, Gypsy's not the same. You know what I mean? But craziness that this is like not a bigger story out there. So, you know, don't forget to hit the like button. Real quick video today because of this crazy windstorm. Almost swore. Like, subscribe. I will see you guys soon. You want to email me? Hello@iallegedly. Got a bunch of cool announcements coming over the course of the next couple weeks. I can't wait to share them with you. Don't forget to sign up for our email list below so you can get an email, because one's going out later this week. I'll see you soon.